Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Clerk Mandy Smith and Police Lieutenant Shane Cox join us on today's program to talk about the city's recent efforts to enhance communications, including through the launch of a new website next week. First of all, Mandy, let our listeners know about the efforts the city has been making these last several months in trying to improve communication and how the website fits in with that.
Yep, improving communications has been a constant focus of mine, as there's always an opportunity to improve them. This has been a goal that we as a city have been increasing efforts on for the past 12 months. It's kind of been a long process. We have found, based on feedback received from citizens, that a lot of people are saying, I didn't even know that information was available online, or I didn't know where to find it. For the most part, the information is there. It just needed to be in an easier to find format. So the process began about a year ago. We created a main City Hall Facebook page to complement the department specific items. We've been pushing out any road closures. We've been publishing the city newsletters on there. And we've also been putting council packets and videos on there. The council packets, a big thing that we hear feedback on is a lot of citizens don't know that the council packets that we put on the website are the exact same thing that our council members receive. So you're not just getting an agenda with what is going to be discussed, but you're getting supporting information so you can be educated going into the meeting. As you've mentioned, a new website launch is the most exciting piece of what we've been working on for the last 12 months. And it is tentatively scheduled for launch on October 29th.
And so how does that website then fit in overall with some of these enhanced communications, and ultimately how will it work?
Sure. The current site that you see now was launched in 2011. So it is very limited in what we can do with it. Technology changes a lot, so 2011 is very old. The updated site, the focus on it is going to meet the users where they are. So if you have a preferred way of finding or receiving notifications for things, this new website will be very helpful for you. The information that we funnel out in a variety of ways, as mentioned before, so Facebook pages, agendas and packets, all of that is going to funnel back to the website as the hub. So you can go in and you can determine where to find that information and then sign up for notifications. Agendas and packets I mentioned for City Council, but something that others don't always know is many of the planning and zoning boards post their packets online as well. So those can be not only found online in an easier way in the new site, but you can sign up and get an email when it's posted. So you can go out and look at all of the content.
And then you've mentioned some of them, but what then is the overall benefit to residents moving forward, especially as the website evolves over time?
We have several new features that I believe citizens will be very excited about. The redesign and the reason that it has taken so long is we have spent a lot of time on analyzing past data, getting feedback from users, seeing what sites are most heavily visited, and then our website is arranged in such a way to make those items more easily accessible. When you visit the website for the first time, the main feature that you'll see is the toolbar. We've changed it so it's broken down based on who's coming to the site. So the different categories are for a business or a developer, a resident, or a visitor. So right away, you're going to be able to get to the content that you need quicker. And then also, we have a stay informed button that will be on the homepage that is going to give more ability to sign up for what you'd like to see. Another exciting thing I wanted to mention is we have a new category for notifications for updates on our telecommunications utility. We at City Hall get calls on a daily basis of where are we at with this utility? How do I find out more? So we're meeting that request by not only having a special place on the website, but then also allowing citizens to subscribe so we can push that information out to you too.
Now, one of the new elements about this, too, has to deal with Pella Police Department and our emergency response. And there's a new alert system as a part of this new technology that you guys will be using. How is that going to work ultimately? And what kinds of things will you be able to send notifications about and updates to that residents previously didn't have access to?
So basically, as Mandy mentioned, there will be a tab or a button on the new website that says Stay Informed. And visitors to the website will be able to click on that and then ultimately sign up for different alerts that they would like to receive. Some of the alerts that will be available are emergency alerts, snow ordinance alerts, utility service disruptions, road closures, and traffic alerts. So just to touch on a couple of those emergency alerts. If a citizen signs up for that notification and the police department has an emergency situation going on, it could be somebody who's lost and endangered, an active shooter event, things of that nature that we need to get the word out quickly to residents that there is a danger in the community or something that we need help with as the police department, then they would get an alert on their phone explaining what that emergency is. The other big one, obviously, is snow ordinance alerts. So in years past, with the old website, you could sign up for alerts and get an alert on your phone. This one will be a little more high-tech, I think, and this one will probably be a little more user-friendly through the website, so that hopefully citizens get a quick notification that we've put the snow ordinance into effect and hopefully eliminating cars being on the streets during the snow ordinance. Another one is the road closures and traffic alerts. If we have a major accident scene that the roads close down and we need people to try and stay away from that area, we can send out alerts through the road closures and traffic alerts tab to anybody that's signed up for that. I think the biggest thing for the listeners to understand is that this whole process with City Hall and the police department and other city departments that this affects is ultimately to improve communication between our city departments and the public and keeping everybody informed.
The new City of Pella website is set to tentatively launch on Tuesday afternoon. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.